Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, this your boy Cartier Crack with Major Keys. You're tuned into All Things Hip Hop 101. We got a dope show for y'all tonight. You know what I'm saying? The topic of discussion will be mumble rap versus hip hop. What do you think about mumble rap versus hip hop? You can go ahead and call us up now at 646-668-2934. That number again is 646-668-2934. So we're going to start off by talking about Pete Rock and what Pete Rock had to say currently about the whole humble rap versus real hip hop. You know? So first, I want to let y'all know exactly what he said. He said they don't care about this culture, so why are they even in it? He's feeling like Colin Kaepernick. It's like he's the only one taking the knee in protest against this mumble rap. You know what I'm saying? Let's look at the top definition for mumble rap. You know what I'm saying? We got this definition from Urban Dictionary. And the Urban Dictionary defines mumble rap as, and I quote, "When rappers mumble incoherent, absolute garbage for an entire hour. Album, track, destroying rap as a genre and disgracing black people as a whole." Well, that said a lot. But, you know, I kind of have to honestly agree with it. You know what I'm saying? I kind of agree with that whole definition. You know what I'm saying? But, I think that it is incoherent at some times. You know what I'm saying? It is incoherent. You know, it is garbage, in my opinion. You know, that's my opinion. But, hey, that's what Urban Dictionary got on their site as the definition. Now, OG Mako, he says the OGs won't give us a handout unless you sucking dicks. Fuck old niggas. They ain't asking for permission. Pause. You know what I'm saying? Pause. We're going to pause that from the jump. But for real, nobody trying to give you a handout. When you say that, it kind of sounds like you want a handout. I'm pretty sure you don't need a handout, right? You know what I'm saying? Nobody asked you to dick ride the previous generation. Just show them some respect, because lyricism is on its way back. You know what I'm saying? You're going to have to accept that as well. Like, you know what? Wiz Khalifa made a good point. And he said, this is what he said, I quote, "We call it mumble rap. It isn't no disrespect to the little homies. They don't want to rap. It's cool. But now it's going to evolve. If those artists want to stay around, they'll figure out the next thing to do. But right now, that's what's popping." So right now, that's what's popping. So that's what everybody is into. You know what I'm saying? Everybody is into that shit. So, you know, that's why it's going to be popping. Like the nigga Lil Yachty, bro. The nigga Lil Yachty. This nigga said he don't know 5 Biggie Small songs. You know what I'm saying? If you don't, then he called Biggie overrated. Yeah, yeah, family. He said Biggie Smalls was overrated. But if you can't name five Biggie songs, you can't name five Biggie joints, yo. How the fuck you gonna call him overrated, yo? And how don't you know five Biggie songs, yo? Making that statement, yo. If you don't know what the hype is about, if you never heard his music, you know what I'm saying? How could you make that statement, yo? Well, guess what? I've heard your music, and it's garbage, and you're overrated. You know what I'm saying? That's how I feel about that, yo. Yo, call us in at 646-668-2934. That number again is 646-668-2934. You're listening to All Things Hip Hop Music and Black News Media. Let us know what you think about Lil Yachty and his dumbass statement, yo. What do you think about what do you think about mumble rap, yo? Let me know what y'all think about mumble rap, because I think the shit is like, you know, I think it's like some type of manufactured shit. You know what I'm saying? A new sound that they manufacturing. You know what I'm saying? Like, I had got an email, and the email asked me, do I think the younger generation disrespecting the culture? I absolutely think they're disrespecting the culture, yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, I know they are. Because they don't even want to learn about, you know what I'm saying? They don't even want to learn about the history of hip hop. I mean, like, you know, when I was growing up, I wanted to know about the history of hip hop. You know what I'm saying? I wanted to know about the history. You know what I'm saying? But shit, I guess this is how they want it. You know what I'm saying? This is how the radio stations is programming us to goddamn want to hear that shit. I mean, that shit is incoherent, yo. Like, I don't understand half of that shit. You know what I'm saying? I don't understand half of that shit. You know what I mean? Like, I think the younger generation is being disrespectful. The ones who don't want to damn acknowledge where they got their shit from, yo. You know what I'm saying? They don't want to acknowledge where they got shit from. Like, being it who paved the way. Even being able to grace the stages of MTVs and shit like that when they wasn't even fucking with hip hop. You know what I'm saying? Now you got places like BET and all that shit you can go to. You know what I'm saying? So I think that the younger generation wants us to accept them, because, I mean, there ain't really no thing about accepting them. Nah, I mean, music is music. You know what I'm saying? Music is music. But it's like wanting to be a doctor, right? But you don't want to go to medical school. You don't have to know Biggie or Pop's whole body of work. But you gotta know pave the way, you know what I'm saying, for your generation. Shit, we respect the previous generation. My generation respects the previous generation. You know what I'm saying? We respect the previous generation. You know what I'm saying? So I think that, you know, it's only right that they show the same love. You know what I'm saying? Oh. Pardon me, I'm reading things in the chat room. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? But you know, these niggas need to realize who put them on. We're calling the keys right now. We're gonna see if we can get keys on the line. So you know what I'm saying? We've been having some technical difficulties with the audio and all that shit. So we apologize, you know what I'm saying? We'll try keys again in just a few minutes. But you're listening to All Things Hip Hop 101, Music and News Media, Black News Media. Yo, Keys, are you there? Okay, the call dropped, so. Yeah, we're having some technical issues. I do apologize, but we still gonna rock. We gonna anchor this whole hour. We with y'all this whole hour. So y'all can call in. You know what I'm saying? If you got some bars, call us up. You know what I'm saying? If you got some dope ass flows, make sure you hit us up right now. We live. 646-668-2934. That number again is 646-668-2934. Yeah, man. Now, it's all about respect, man. You don't have to be looking for no handouts, yo. You know what I'm saying? You don't have to dick ride like the nigga Mako, Mikey, whatever the nigga OG, Mako, Mako, whatever his name is. You know what I'm saying? I believe we got Keys on the line now. Keys, are you there, bro? I can hear you.
What's up? I had a little technical difficulties getting on the line, but I'm here.
Yo, we've been having technical difficulties all goddamn night, brother. All night, yo. The audio was fucking up. I had to restart and all that shit, man. But we here. We're going to anchor. You know what I'm saying? Right now, we was talking about mumble rap versus hip-hop. And since I got you on the line right now, I wanted to ask you a couple of questions. If you you know what I'm saying, you could bless everybody with some of that knowledge that you got, being as though, you know what I mean, you are a power mover in the game.
Thank you. I try.
But do you think the younger generation is being disrespectful to the culture?
Yeah, to a certain extent, yeah. And the reason I think that it's considered disrespectful is, and I think me and you kind of touched on this a couple conversations ago, is that as the people that came up with the original generation of hip-hop and maybe the one after that, we were lucky enough to be around all the greats and all the ones that paved the way.
So,
and then another thing we probably may have not done is actually teach the younger generation of how hip-hop really started, what it was all about, and, you know, preserving the culture of it, just to keep it to where everyone can enjoy it. And we just really haven't taught them, a lot of them. I'm not going to say all of them, but a lot of them.
But, you know, it wasn't like we had no special training. We just knew the damn, you know what I mean, to respect the niggas who got down, made a foundation for us. You know what I'm saying? These little niggas don't respect that shit, man.
I'll tell you on that. Now, and another thing, like I said, like, we were lucky enough to be around hot music, so
true.
We know what's hot. Like, it's almost like if you have a child and all you do is feed them junk food, then it's time to really eat that real dinner that got vitamins, minerals, and proteins, they're going to push that plate away.
Right. Plain spinach. You know what I'm saying? They don't want to eat the spinach. You're right and exact, bro.
Yeah.
But, so you think we can, like, you know, because Lil Yachty, he doesn't even know five Biggie songs. Yo, he can't name five Biggie Small songs, and he called Biggie Smalls over Biggie.
Nah, that's I would consider that disrespectful, though. Like, if you,
you
like, I disrespectful because if out of all the songs and the catalog, extensive catalog that Biggie had, and you only know five, then you can't really give a good opinion on saying he's overrated or underrated because you haven't
exactly
really listened to him enough to really say that.
Exactly. That was the point that I was making. Like, how could you make that brash statement, and you ain't even listened to the man's music? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know, we having all types of technical difficulties tonight, bro. You know what I'm saying? But we still gonna we're gonna get through this, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You're listening to All Things Hip Hop 101. Call us up at 646-668-2934. That number again is 646-668-2934. But you know what, bro?
What's up?
The music sounds good in the club.
Yeah, it does. It does, yo. I'm not gonna lie and say I haven't, you know, bopped my head while I was in the club to the music that's out today. So I can't even lie and say I haven't.
So do you think it's predominantly the beat that's carrying these tickets?
I would say, yeah, I would say it's like 70-80% of the actual beats, because a lot of them, like, I try my best to sit and listen to what they're actually saying, and I can't really understand it, to be honest with you.
Right.
You could catch
right.
a phrase here, catch a phrase there that might sound hot, and I guess that's what people gravitate toward.
So I'm gonna read this definition that Urban Dictionary has for what mumble rap is. You know what I'm saying? And in Urban Dictionary, it's defined as, and I quote, "When rappers mumble incoherent, absolute garbage for an entire album / track, destroying rap as a genre and displacing black people as a whole." Oh, shit. Do you agree with that?
Yeah, I would say I would.
I agree with that, too. And for the listeners that's just tuning in, we're talking about mumble rap versus real hip-hop. And we got Keys in the building, and we're
yep.
going to keep asking this nigga a motherfucking bunch of goddamn questions. You know what I'm saying? Did you hear what Wiz Khalifa said? Wiz Khalifa, I think he summed it up pretty good. I know you just joining us, so I'm going to tell you what Wiz Khalifa had to say. He said, "Call it mumble rap. It isn't no disrespect to the little homies. They don't want to rap, it's cool. But now it's going to evolve. Those artists, if they want to stay around, will figure out the next thing to do. But right now, that's what's popping." Do you think that he was right? He was on target with that?
Definitely.
So do you think
that
artists like a little Uzi Vert and Lil Yachty and them niggas, do you think they'll be able to switch it up? Yo, do you think they'll be able to stay? Do you think they'll be here 10 years from now?
With the same music out that's now, no. Now they, if they wanted to switch it up, they can switch it up. You know, but at the same time, I know a lot of them are battling with what's real and what's hot right now. So that's why a lot of artists actually are talented that would come up with that other kind of music instead of making what they really want from the heart.
Exactly. Exactly. So, like, to younger artists like OG Mako or whatever that nigga name is or whatever, this nigga said, basically, he was like, "Yo, fuck the older generation." Like, "Yo, how could you even come out and say something like that?" And then he was like, "Yo, They don't want to give us a helping hand. Why are you looking for a handout?"
Yeah, I understand that.
Now, let me ask you this, yo.
All right.
Do you think if it wasn't for that ABC lullaby and the beat, that damn mumble rap would be this so impactful on the culture? And would you personally listen to a person like Rich Homie Quan freestyling without a beat at all? Like, would you listen
that first
to
part?
Young Thug? Would you listen to Young Thug's acapella? Just his acapella, no music.
Nah, I can't.
What about Rich Homie Quan?
I don't think I can listen to that acapella. I don't think I can.
What about Nas?
Definitely.
What about Big?
Definitely.
See, so that is the difference between what we trying to say and what they trying to say, yo. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
If it wasn't for the trap beat, go
yeah,
ahead.
Yeah, I was just about to say that. That goes back to the point you just made. I guess the beat is what's carrying the artists these days, because like you said, if you take that beat away, like, they're not really saying anything. But if you compare that to some of the better artists, the greats, or even like Kendrick Lamar or J. Cole, they could get on stage and sit an ill-ass acapella and people will like
right.
it, no beat or anything. But not every artist can do that, and like, I think that's what some of the confusion is, like, what is the definition of an artist? Or what's the definition of an entertainer or the definition of an MC?
I think that Rich Homie Quan is not an MC. I think that Young Thug and OG Mako, whatever his name is, Lil Yachty, I don't think them niggas is MCs, yo. I think them niggas is goddamn, they don't even like to, I've heard that they don't even like to be called rappers.
Yeah.
What are you then, my nigga? You know
what
I'm
saying?
I
heard one of them in an interview refer to himself as a rock star.
You see? And that's what's wrong. That's how they turn hip-hop into a death culture. What's that rock shit, yo? That shit promotes death culture, yo. You know what I'm saying? And that's what they turning hip-hop into, yo. Putting us on these lower frequencies. You know what I'm saying?
No.
So that begs the next question, bro. Damn, do you think the radio and these labels are the ones to blame?
Now, to be honest with you, I can't really blame the labels, because at the end of the day, the labels can't run without the consumers or the fans. Now, the fans, we don't have to listen to the radio. You don't have to buy their albums. You don't have to go to their shows. So the labels are only going to do what's making money. Labels are not in the business of charity or giving. They're here to make money, so they don't give a damn what the song is about. If that shit is selling, then they're going to put it out there, regardless who likes it or not.
That's true. So what do you think about radio playing the same songs over and over again, watering it down? Do you think down, like, that these labels are pushing these radio stations to play that type of music, you know what I mean, that has that type of theme, like that incoherent rap, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
that incoherent
I would say they play a big part in it, definitely.
Do you think it's manufactured, like how they manufacture clothes? Do you think they're starting to manufacture these rappers, yo?
Yeah, and I'll give a perfect example. Like, there can be one artist that comes out, and I'm not going to even debate if they're hot or not, but let's say an artist comes out with this real unique style and maybe whack to a lot of people. They blow up, number one song, and then 6 to 8 months later, you hear another artist come up and have, like, that same kind of structure, same kind of machine that's behind them putting that same music out for years. So it goes back to what I said. Once labels start seeing that it's making money, you know what I'm saying, they're going to keep trying to do it until it's dry and then move on to the next. That's why you have an artist. That's why you have an artist now that's hot, blowing up the charts. And then next 2 years, you don't hear anything from them. You might see an article online saying, hey, they went bankrupt or they broke and not doing anything.
Right.
Because there's a lot of artists that was killing the charts 4 or 5 years ago that you haven't heard from since.
You can see them disappearing now. Like, look at Fetty Wap. Where's Fetty Wap at?
Like, I haven't really even, like me, I haven't really even kept up with the radio like that, like I used to, just because of some of the kind of music that's going out.
It all sounds the same.
Yeah.
It's all like, yo, you're getting the same Pepsi bottle, so you won't get the same contents.
Definitely.
You know what I'm saying? You're listening to All Things Hip Hop 101. Give us a call at 646-688-2934. That number again is 646-688-2934. We are a Black music and new media outlet. I'm gonna jump topics right now. It's pretty much on the same topic, but if you hadn't noticed or hadn't heard, Shia LaBeouf dissed Lil Yachty and Drake on a freestyle on Sway in the Morning, and I'm going to quote what this nigga said. I believe this one first is probably directed towards Drake, and I quote, he says, "This trash rapping in October, who wrote what for who, used to be a litmus. If you didn't write your shit, you got dismissed." You think it's crazy how outsiders are seeing that damn, you gotta write your own music? And Shia LaBeouf is an actor, a Disney Channel motherfucker. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I feel you on that.
So now, do you think that he, like, you know, that he has a valid point with going at Drake, period? Do you think Drake will even respond?
No, I don't even think he's going to respond to that. Not at this point, but, like, in today's music, you never know.
Yeah, I think he's petty enough to respond to it in some vague way. You know what I'm saying? But Shia LaBeouf also went at Lil Yachty. He said, Where did spitters go? Garbage litter shit they wrote. Miss me with that little boat, cause bigger individuals committed to these principles.
Damn. You got that was Shia, hard, yo.
Right. Right, you got Shia LaBeouf going at this nigga, yo. If y'all haven't seen the video, go on YouTube and go on Sway's channel and check that out. It's funny, it's, you know what I'm saying, to see them outsiders. Because I consider him an outsider. I don't consider him no real hip-hop head, you know what I'm saying? But hey, he might be a student of the game, though.
Definitely.
You know what I'm saying? But we got some bad news to report. If you haven't heard, J. Cole is not doing any more shows at the Meadows Music and Art Festival in Queens, where Keys is from, his hometown. Jay said on stage, "Before I get out of here, this is my last show for a very long time." Damn. I hope the music stops, because you know it's been a while since we had a Forest Hills Drive type of album.
Heck,
it's been
yeah.
a while since that album dropped. You know what
yeah.
I mean? Thinking like what? Almost 2 years since we had that album. And I think J. Cole
if he keeps making that music, I really do hope so, because let's say if he was to just leave the game right now, there'd be a big void in hip hop right now if he was to leave.
Mumble rap would take over. If him and Kendrick and underground artists just decide to say, you know what, fuck it, we're going to try to get paid and join the wave, and man, that's going to be terrible, son. Mumble rap going to take over. You know what I'm saying? I thought that Forest Hills Drive was a complete overall 9. I thought that was like a great album, yo. That was like a 9.5, close to 10. How would you rate that album?
Probably like a 9, yo.
Yeah. Because he had radio hits and he had shit that wasn't played on the radio. You know what I'm saying? I thought that was pretty dope. You know what I'm saying? So if you haven't caught a J. Cole show, it's apparently going to be a while before you be able to catch J. Cole in concert. And you haven't heard him in concert, man. That sucks for you. You know what I'm saying? You might have to just go back and check out some of his old shit on YouTube. You know what I'm saying? You see what I'm saying about the we just like having. I don't know how that happened. You know what I'm saying? But hey, we still here. This is All Things Hip Hop 101. With Major Keys and your boy Cartier Crest. You can call us up at 646-668-2934. That number again is 646-668-2934. So, you know, Meek Mill dropped that beat before.
Yeah.
Do you like that? Do you like the album? I mean, I give that album for real, a 7 to an 8. The beats was dope. I thought the features were okay. I think the lyricism I was hoping to hear on this album, it just wasn't there for me. But what you think about the Meek Mill DC4?
On average, I think he doesn't really have to do it. I just hope he just focus more on the music and leave the other stuff alone. Just do what you came here to do. You know what I'm saying? And leave it at that. Everything else is
right.
Distraction.
I was glad that I didn't hear him diss Drake or the game basically on that album. It was like, yo, he ain't take no time for them niggas. Like, yo, fuck them niggas, yo. Like you just said, you know what I'm saying? I thought that he would have stepped up more lyrically, though. You know, it was some dope content on there. I just don't think that Meek is at that level, you know what I mean, where it's just not about the rolling anymore. You know what I'm saying? Damn. You feel like, yo, it was a lot of Roly talk. It was a lot of watch talk. You know what I'm saying? Damn. I think out of that whole class with Kendrick, J. Cole, and Drake gonna have an asterisk by his name, though. You know what I mean? Forever. Like, you know what I mean? He took steroids while hitting home runs. The asterisk behind the name, nigga, because we know it's been proven that you don't even write your goddamn rhyme. You know what I'm saying? But I don't think he stepped it up lyrically, though. Meek Mill is a lyrical goddamn beast. Or do you think he can just rap really good?
I would say it's hard to say right about now, because you know what I'm saying, everybody, they have their little stretch or whatever, and then they might die down, hopefully they bring it back.
Yeah, I can see that too, though. You know what I'm saying? What you think about Game's plot? Do you think it was just a plot for sales? And if it was a plot for sales, let's just say if. You know what I'm saying? That didn't work. Do you think that Game shouldn't have done that?
Well, you know me, like, I would have just stuck to music. You know, it seems like he's been having quite a lot of beef with a lot of artists in this past year. So who knows? Maybe he really does have a problem with it. Who knows? Because he's a nice artist when he wants to be too.
Yeah, because I enjoyed the 1992 album. You know what I'm saying? Like, I think without all the bullshit and the fuckery around it, it was an okay album. I don't think it was better than Meek's album. I don't think it was better than that DC4. You know what I'm saying? It would have been good without the fuckery. You know what I mean? And plus, I don't think it affected Meek Mill's first week sales or even tarnished this nigga's name in any type of way.
Yeah.
But, let you jump off the line here. We know you got a bunch of shit to do. You got a bunch of hats that you wear. Pause, no homo. So yeah, brother, be safe. You know what I'm saying? And before you dip out, no doubt, no doubt. Before you dip out, can you give us your social media platform?
Yeah, Twitter is Major_Keys. Instagram, Major Keys Beats. Facebook, Major Keys Beats. And I have my website, MajorKeysBeats.com, YouTube, Major Keys 1. So everything basically Major Keys on Major Keys Beats, you'll see me up on that.
All right, all right, all right, all right. That's what's good, yo. That's what's popping, yo. Y'all make sure y'all go check them out, yo. And peace, brother. Be safe.
Thank you. Thanks
for joining us, yo.
Anytime. My pleasure, yo.
All right, peace, family.
All right, y'all.
You're listening to All Things Hip Hop 101. Call in now, 646-668-2934. That number again is 646-668-2934. We are live right now, and we've been flowing. We had a couple of problems earlier, but it seems to be ironed out. So y'all make sure y'all go ahead and call us up. If you want to chat with us, you can jump in the chat room right now and chat with us. You know what I'm saying? So he was talking about Game and his weak attempts at trying to get some play off of Meek Mills. I think he just looked at Meek like he was an open target. You know what I'm saying? Like, he thought that he would be able to make some move off of him, because look, the beef was actually old as hell. It happened months before Game said anything. You know what I'm saying? DC4 outsold 1992. You know what I'm saying? I just want to say that. I mean, you know, people probably like, yo, nigga, you biased as hell, crap. Nigga, you from Philly. You biased as hell. Well, fuck y'all, I am biased. Fuck it, nigga, I am. You know what I'm saying? But I don't think he tarnished Meek's name in any type of way. I think Dean should have stayed out of it. I think if he wasn't going to ride the whole beef out, and especially since he had agenda, that whole Tax Stone interview, that shit shed a lot of light on what Dean was thinking. I think he should have known better than to jump out the window like that. You know what I'm saying? Plus, claiming that he wrote for Meek, that shit was a reach, yo. You know what I'm saying? That shit was a reach, yo. I think he said that because Meek was claiming Drake, you know what I'm saying? Which he was, in fact, using writers, you know what I'm saying? Then he was talking about, his relationship with Nicki and shit, you know what I mean? Trying to do anything and everything to get some attention. Now, I'm feeling, and I'm looking at the big homie, feeble, like, yo, sorry, what the fuck, yo? You know what I'm saying? But, you know what I mean? Speaking of Siegel, though, and other news, Beans and Dream Chasers do for Self CEO squash the beef. That's good. You know what I'm saying? So now we can get back to the fucking music. You know what I mean? And I think Beans made himself look crazy to the younger generation. I'm telling y'all right now, that's move, that suck ass old shit, you don't condone that shit. That shit's crazy. That wasn't in Beans' character, yo. And I would love to have Sam come on, you know what I'm saying? Pause, you know what I mean? I would love to have him on the show, you know what I mean? I ain't no hater, you know what I'm saying? But check it. Artists, producers, submit your music to allthingshiphop101@gmail.com. Get your music reviewed, get a spotlight on our website, you know what I'm saying? And oh, yeah. We got some contests coming up real soon for MCs and producers. You can win a free radio listening party, a live interview on the show, some free promo. You know what I'm saying? We're going to have some more details for y'all later. You know what I'm saying? You're listening to All Things Hip Hop 101, Music and Black News Media. The number is 646-668-2934. That number again is 646-668-2934. call. So, in other news, yo, Lil Wayne had a recent show. You know, I've been covering Lil Wayne recently, for his damn coonery and shit, but that's not what this is about right here. Lil Wayne is still a coon. Yes, I still feel like Lil Wayne is coon, but yeah, we're not talking about that right now. So, yeah, Wayne at a recent show said he a Rockefeller motherfucking millionaire. Instead of saying cash money, he was throwing up the rock sign, you know what I'm saying, throughout his whole show. I think this nigga really, 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 really wants out. And he knows that Jay-Z is one of the only niggas that can help, that can get him out of this motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? But hey, like, who else you got that can get him out of this deal? I think Drake can get him out of it. I think Diddy can get him out of it. But you know, Birdman gonna be asking for a lot. The Birdman gonna be asking for a lot. You know what I'm saying? You know, like, that nigga is definitely gonna want some bread off of Lil Wayne's contract, yo. He's living off of Wayne. You know what I'm saying? So that's crazy that, you know what I'm saying, Wayne wants so bad that he's willing to just be like, yo, I'm on Rockefeller. Now, you know Rockefeller, that label ain't even jumping like that. So basically what he's saying is, I want to be on Rock Nation. I want to be on Rock Nation. That's basically what he's saying. Right? You know what I'm saying? Fuck it. If Jay do it, then it'd be a good move, because I don't want to see him down stuck like that horse. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to see no black person doing that. You know what I mean? Even if you are a coon, I'm just going to call you out on it, brother. But I still love you, brother. You know what I'm saying? But I think Jay should go ahead and at least consider it, y'all. You know what I'm saying? At least consider it, yo. You know what I'm saying? We're going to jump into some music real quick. This joint is called Red Light. You know what I'm saying? By Cartier Cref. Me, niggas. Hit me up at Twitter. Crap Dini, niggas.
Lit the city, no matches. Can't find no one really to match this. My next moves are merely for practice. That bag was right there, so we grabbed it. Them haters was watching, we cashed in. I bet they was praying, we crashed in. My wounds are just quick with the madness. See, jealousy, that's a bad habit. Am I in my greatness? A nigga, he made it from basements. That rich shit, I just had to have it. The more hoes, they come with replacements. That money is rough, so they chase it. I just sat back looking patient. Now look at the look on their faces. See, look at the time that they wasted. Look at them hating more. I see why y'all hate the bar. That money, I'm about to go make some more. No, we ain't cool what you faking for. I guess I'm the one that they waiting on. They had to go back to the drawing board. I had to throw them niggas overboard. I hope y'all can swim in a lifeline. Ain't none of these niggas' lines quite like mine. I just took off like it's flight time. It's the right time. Team. I live life like my last game. I'ma drop 16 like I'm Kobe. Got a bad bitch, that's my trophy. I'm dope fiend. Lord, he's so blessed, so fresh. No stopping the red light. 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 They all train to go. They all train to go. They all train to go. They green and me go. They all train to go. That green and me go. Go. No stopping the red light. Don't stop at the red light. Don't stop at the red light. Don't stop at the red light. They all train to go. They all train to go. They all train to go. Put green on your head. The future got smooth. The future got smooth. They hate to see a nigga when he win. They rather catch a nigga 6 feet. They like to tell me that the sky's the limit. That all my dreams. They hate to see a nigga when he win. They rather like Cassius. But TBE Mayweather, that's the best ever. I'm a classic, and they know better. Me and Chick play go getter. That means I bigger bitch, you should go get her. That's cold, brother. Don't ask me about old buddy. We got black bottles, black models, hashies, that's black Drago. All the niggas hating, we done match hollows. I'm a horror sinning, I play to win it. They say you make it bad, you gotta lay in it. Well, I'm in my bed, and I got two bad bitches laying in it. Don't stop at the red light, don't stop at the red light. Don't stop at the red light, don't stop at the red light. They all train to go, they all train to go. They all train to go, they green in me go. They all train to go, they green in me go, go. Don't stop at the red light, don't stop at the red light. Don't stop at the red light, don't stop at the red light. They all train to go, they all train to go. They all train to go, put green on your head. The future got smoke, the future got smoke.
Yo, 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 yo. We are back. You're listening to All Things Hip Hop 101 Music and Black News Media. Call us up at 646-668-2934. That number again, 646-668-2934. We're having a great discussion tonight. I'd like to thank Keys for joining us tonight. You know what I'm saying? He dropped some tools, you know what I'm saying? And like I said, this is how this show is going to be, yo. You know what I mean? We're going to keep it real with y'all. We're going to keep it real. You know what I'm saying? If a nigga got to say something when you call up, it's some real shit. Real shit. You know what I'm saying? So go ahead and call us up at 646-668-2934. That number again is 646-668-2934. And you are listening to All Things Hip Hop 101. We're about to jump into the Plantation Planet segment in just a few minutes. It's always dope to have some type of education on the show, you know what I'm saying? That's why we are a black news media. We're going to be reporting the black news too, because we don't have no representatives. TV1, I think that's what it's called, News One or whatever, with Roland, the Boulay Bird. Rolling the Boule Bird, you know what I'm saying? Like Brother Tariq, and she calls him and fits that nigga too, perfectly. You know what I'm saying? But we're going to jump over into the Plantation Planet segment. Yo, yo, yo. What's good, family? This is your boy, Nope. I am not the Black Alex Jones with Plantation Planet, and we got a quick Plantation Planet segment tonight. We just gonna let y'all know that you do not have to be on the plantation. You can simply get off the plantation by making yourself aware. You know what I'm saying? There's a bunch of places that you can go, a bunch of credible sources that you can tune into to find out street news. You got credible sources like Underground Railroad with Brother Rich. You got KTL TV, Know the Ledge TV with Red and Blue Pill. You got Baba Fire Every Time. You got Sonetta TV. These are places you can go and become aware. Get yourself off the plantation, yo. You don't have to wear those mental chains, yo. Because you're on a modern day plantation. Get the fuck off of it. That's our theme for this show every time, yo. You do not have to be on the plantation. You can simply just get off of that motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? Check out those sources I told you about, yo. Underground Railroad TV with Brother Rich. Know the Ledge TV, the Red Pill and Blue Pill. Baba Fire Every Time. Sarnetta. And us. All Things Hip Hop 101, ACHH 101 for Plantation Planning. Because we gonna really let you know what's going on. You know what I'm saying? You got to stay aware. And the best way to get off that plantation, bro, the best way to get off of it is to become aware. Be aware, yo. That's the best way you can do it, yo. And start doing the knowledge, man, and thinking and plotting your moves out before you just jump out the window with them. You can't just jump out the window with them. You know what I'm saying, family? You gotta pace yourselves and come together collectively, and then you can help the next man off the plantation, because you don't want to leave your peoples on the plantation. You can't sit there and get yourself freedom. You get yours freedom, and then you leave your family on the plantation. You know what I'm saying? The point is to get off of the plantation and get your people off the plantation. You know what I'm saying? And that's what we're going to do. We're going to teach you. We're going to be aware. You know what I'm saying? We're going to have guests. We're going to have some guests to come on that's going to drop some knowledge for y'all. You know what I'm saying? Because we got to do this. At this present time, in this moment, we got to capture that. We got to capture that moment, because if we don't, remember what we're facing. We're facing a Trump regime. We're facing something like Third Reich. You know what I'm saying? So we got to be aware of everything that's going on in our cipher. This is Plantation Planet with your boy. No, I am not the Black Alex Jones. I am not that dude. No, I'm not that dude. You won't get that here, yo. You won't get fear mongering or none of that shit here, yo. So yeah, you're listening to Plantation Planet. Your boy, not the Black Alex Jones. Yo, 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 yo. We're back. That segment was brought to you by ATHH 101, Music and Black News Media. You know what I'm saying? It's been real, people. You know what I'm saying? We had a great show tonight. We anchored for the whole hour. We was with you for the whole hour. You know what I'm saying? If you want to listen to us all time, you can catch that THH 101 Blog Talk Radio. Also on YouTube at All Things Hip Hop 101. Hip Hop 101, one word. You can also reach us on our other social media platforms, ATHH 101 on Twitter, ATHH 101 on Facebook, YouTube page, All Things Hip Hop 101. Hip Hop 101 is one word. You can email us at allthingshiphop101@gmail.com. You can hit me up personally, you know what I'm saying, at Cretzdini on Twitter. You can hit me up there. Let me know if you loving the show, you hate it, you hate me. You know what I'm saying? We don't mind none of that. You know what I'm saying? You can find Major Keys at MajorKeys_beats on Twitter. And also get dope beats at www.majorkeysbeats.com. That website again is www.majorkeysbeats.com. And that's it, family. I enjoyed being with y'all, no homo, and I hope y'all enjoyed kicking it with us. This is All Things Hip Hop 101, Music and Black News Media. Don't forget to check Plantation Planet solo show. Don't forget to subscribe to our YouTube channel. And don't forget to stay healthy. Keep your minds elevated. And don't fall for none of the bullshit out there. This is All Things Hip Hop 101. Music and Black News Media. Peace, family.